Time Warner Audiobooks presents The Ice Queen, written by Alice Hoffman and read by Nancy Travis.
Chapter 1. Snow. 1. Be careful what you wish for. I know that for a fact. Wishes are brutal, unforgiving things. They burn your tongue the moment they're spoken, and you can never take them back. They bruise and bake and come back to haunt you. I've made far too many wishes in my lifetime. The first when I was 8 years old. Not the sort of wish for ice cream or a party dress or long blonde hair, no. The other sort. The kind that rattles your bones, then sits in the back of your throat. A greedy red toad that chokes you until you say it aloud. The kind that could change your life in an instant, before you have time to wish you could take it back. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But don't all stories begin this way? The stranger who comes to town and wreaks havoc. The man who stumbles off a cliff on his wedding day. The woman who goes to look out the window when a bullet, or a piece of glass, or a blue-white icicle pierces her breast. I was the child who stomped her feet and made a single wish, and in so doing ended the whole world. My world, at any rate. The only thing that mattered. Of course I was self-centered, but don't most 8-year-old girls think they're the queen of the universe? Don't they command the stars and seas? Don't they control the weather? When I closed my eyes to sleep at night, I imagined the rest of the world stopped as well. What I wanted, I thought I should get.